Hey guys, welcome to the Sports Legacy Podcast. I am Daniel. We got Caleb and Jason joining me here as always. This is our first podcast of 2019, guys. How's it feel for you?
Well, I'm just happy to see Jason finally figured out the internet.
For anybody that didn't know, Jason lives in California where the internet is not good. So
sucks.
He's been trying to connect since New Year's Eve, I think.
Yep.
But we can jump right into this. So this episode, we're going to kind of do something that we all are super passionate about this time of the year. It's mock draft season.
Yep.
So we wanted to bring you guys a full round, first round mock of all of our opinions together. So we're going to kind of just take turns taking picks. We'll all take our own team's picks as well. But we're kind of just going to go in order here. And yeah, I think it's going to be fun. I'm excited to see who you guys are going to throw in here. Probably Daniel Jones, number one overall,
I'm thinking,
is where Jason's about to go. So,
yeah, well, you know, favorite time of the year, mock draft season. No important football games left. Absolutely no one's playing on Sunday that we care about. So,
yeah,
let's get into it and see who could be the potential future of our teams.
Yeah, let's go. So, get out of here.
Is that a rhetorical question? Or?
Yeah, it's rhetorical.
Jason has forfeited his picks in this first round mock.
All right. Speaking of Jason, you are on the clock with Arizona.
All right. Should I take 10 minutes?
No, you should not.
Because I feel like everybody knows what Arizona is about to do here.
Daniel Jones.
Yeah, Daniel Jones. No, they're going Nick Bosa. Even though they're switching to a 3-4 defense this season, even though they have more of a traditional power rush opposite of Chandler Jones, I think they go Nick Bosa here. It might not be a scheme fit, but Nick Bosa is the best player on the board. Easy, by far. And I think he just gives your franchise something to build around defensively now that Patrick Peterson is getting older and now that your team is kind of at a standstill. They could go the route of trading down, getting picks, and building around Josh Rosen, but I think they go Bosa here.
I love trading back. That's all I would ever do as a GM.
Yeah, I agree, Jason. I mean, I don't know. They could trade back, but I agree with you. Nick Bosa is the pick here, and to skip on him would be ridiculous, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, Nick Bosa, that's an obvious layup there. It's what's going to happen. I'd be shocked if they went another route, unless the reports are true and Cliff Kingsbury really does love Kyler that much. But, yeah, I agree. That's a good pick. Number two, I'm on the clock with San Francisco. I think this one's pretty almost a guarantee that they'll go Quinnen Williams. You know, add help that pass rush, DeForest Buckner, get a little help on the interior, and I think Quinnen Williams would be the perfect fit for him.
Yeah, Quinnen Williams, I don't know, ever since Jason kind of told us his opinion of Quinnen Williams, he's been making me think, but I think Quinnen Williams is easily the pick here, even if he doesn't, like, perform as, like, long. I think he's a good, I don't know. I mean, it's just like Fletcher Cox or, I mean, they have there a couple good years, but I think it's a solid pick. I don't think he's going to be, I think he's a great NFL player and he's ready for the league, but I don't think he amounts to, like, a star D tackle or anything like that. But I like that pick. They need some interior line help for sure. Pick three, Jets. I really want to go like offensive tackle here, but they also really need help on that edge. So I think they go Josh Allen from Kentucky here. I think with how much draft hype he's getting and the type of player he is, I think the Jets don't pass up on that to help out their edge rush.
Yeah, I know Jason's not high on Josh Allen as much anymore after looking at some tape, but man, everything I've seen from Josh Allen, I love. I think he might be the best available edge rusher in this draft. Obviously, Nick Bosa, but I am super high on Josh Allen. He's one of my favorites out there, and I remember I went to the Mizzou-Kentucky game this past year, and Josh Allen was in the backfield on every single play, run, pass, it doesn't matter. He was in someone's face every play, just causing chaos back there, and you know, Mizzou actually has a pretty good O-line, so the fact that he was running through them like they were nothing really showed a lot for me, and so he's been high on my list ever since that game.
Yeah, man, it's nothing. Like I said, I don't really... It's not that I don't like him. It's... He doesn't offer a lot of counter moves once he gets that first speed rush going. If the offensive tackle has good feet and gets in his way, he really can't... He can't move the offensive tackle. He can't really... he doesn't really have a good spin move. I don't like his hand usage, but... Those are stuff he can definitely improve. He's fast.
That's my whole thing is he's got all the intangibles. So if you mix that with somebody who can teach him all the techniques and everything, then he's gonna be good because he's got the build for it. He's got the athleticism. So everything else can be taught.
Yeah, I mean he's fast. He's That's an understatement. He reminds me a lot of Melvin Ingram, and. If he can get that technique down, he'll definitely be dangerous. All right, so Oakland is on the clock here. And
ooh. Oakland, Las Vegas, Mexico.
So this is the pick I was going to have San Francisco take. This is the guy I was going to have San Francisco take. But seeing is that Caleb took Quinnen Williams there, that means he's still on the board. And this is going to surprise a lot of people, but I think this is a real possibility, and that's Zach Allen out of Boston College.
Ooh, I like that.
And I think Zach Allen's going top five?
I think Zach Allen works his way to the top five. And honestly, if you see him go top three, don't be surprised, because I just watched some Temple tape on him. My God. I haven't pull up J.J. Watt tape from NFL and then pull up Zach Allen tape from that game, and it's like... side-by-side comparison, they're the same player. It's ridiculous. Not only did he look a lot faster than I thought he would, he was very strong, very powerful. He was basically stopping the entire Temple option game by himself. It was very impressive. There was a specific play in the first quarter where he got through the tight end, bull rushed the offensive tackle, and then just made the running back miss completely, just whiff, all in one play in the span of about 1 second. And so I'm very high on Zach Allen right now. I think his stock rises very, very fast coming up here.
I agree. I've been a lot more high on him lately. It's obviously Nick Bosa is the best defensive end on this draft, but I'm torn between who I put at number two, if I put Zach Allen or Cleveland Farrell there, because I really like both of them.
I think Farrell is very underrated for the production he's had. Like, nobody wants to talk about him in the top two selections, but I think Farrell is going to be in the conversation.
Cleveland's a beast. He's a beast. Caleb, you're on the clock with Tampa Bay.
Yeah, and so this one I was a little torn between. I think obviously they're going defense here, and we're not doing any trades in this mock draft, so I wasn't going to think about a team trading up for a quarterback. So I was wanting to go one of two ways here, pass rush or possibly secondary, but regardless, Tampa Bay's got to help their defense out. And so I'm going to give them Greedy Williams here.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah. That secondary got blown up last year.
Yeah, you know what I was actually thinking too? Is Tampa Bay whiffed so bad on not selecting Derwin last year that I wonder if they would almost take Deontay Thompson here just as like
that's an option. I could also see them taking Jonathan Abram too. I could see Jonathan Abram.
Dude, I love Jonathan Abram, and I could see them. I could see them going on Deontay Thompson, but in top five, I don't think Deontay Thompson will go that high because of the concerns of his size, and kind of down the stretch, he didn't look as great as people thought. They kind of, he was kind of a letdown.
He had a crappy national championship. Yeah. He did not play good.
So I wonder if he'll fall some.
He might.
I'm on the clock with the New York Football Giants. This is a controversy for me, and I think I'll be a controversy for them too. But I see them going Dwayne Haskins right here. And the reason, actually, you know what? I'm gonna throw a curveball at you guys. So here's why I just changed my mind is because they said for sure 2019 they're still sticking with Eli.
So here's what I think. Written to the notes and then erased.
Here's what I think they. I think they take Jonah Williams out of Alabama to bolster that offensive line.
There we go.
It sounds crazy, but they're sticking with Eli in 2019. They already said it. So I think they kind of had a perfect scenario here, and I just completely blanked on it. But I think they try to bolster that offensive line, help Eli out, get some pressure, and say what you want about Eli Manning, but, I mean, there was defenders in his face all the time. And everybody thought that, you know, with the acquisition of who did they pick up from New England?
Remind me
of his name. Yeah, with the acquisition of Solder, like, they thought, oh, yeah, that's going to help out, but we saw terrible Eric Flowers just get ran over. And then cut halfway through the season. So I think everybody thinks they're going quarterback here, but I'm throwing a curveball out and picking Jonah Williams.
You know what?
About Eli to see, like, that last 2019 year, if they can do it with Eli. And then they go quarterback next year.
Funny that you say everybody is kind of expecting them to go quarterback, but I think it's kind of the contrary right now. I think everybody kind of expects them to go Jonah Williams, which is interesting because they do need a quarterback so bad. But I think the thought process here is, do you really want to throw a rookie quarterback behind that offensive line?
Exactly.
It's interesting.
See, my thought process with that is I think a lot of people that have them going quarterback here, they're going to take the Chiefs approach where, yeah, we're committed to Manning for 19, but let's bring in a quarterback, a young guy, whether it be Haskins or a Drew Locke maybe, and
let them
sit for a year behind it. You know, Eli's on the downfall for sure and at the end of his career, but Eli's still a great football mind. I mean, he's a Manning. So I think it's the perfect scenario, bring in a young guy, whether it be your Haskins that everyone's seeing there. I personally think Drew Locke would be a perfect fit, but that's my bias. But either way, whoever you go, sit a year behind Eli Manning. Let him teach you some of the mental ropes and, you know, learn from how he prepares and everything. Get some good advice from him. Then you move on to that guy next year. You still got other picks in this draft. You still got free agency, and you still have next year's draft and another round of free agency where you can address some more line play. I think you get your guy, unless you are just that high on either Herbert or Jake Fromm or Tua next year.
Before we move on to Jason's Jags pick, and we're not doing a second-round mock, but if we were, I would have them taking a quarterback early in the second round.
Like who? Stidham?
Whoever falls. I can see. Here's the thing. Stidham, I'm not a huge fan of Stidham, but I think they take a young quarterback in the second round, whether that's if Daniel Jones falls, obviously Stidham's going to be there. Will Greer even. I think they draft somebody like that in the second or third round to sit behind Eli, and then that's where they get their solution from. But
the beauty of Twitter yesterday, watching Steve Palazzolo say that if the Giants draft Daniel Jones, their quarterback room would not be improved. And just watching the rage on Twitter was pretty fantastic.
Alright, that brings us number 7. Jason, you got the Jags on the clock.
Ooh. All right, so the Jacksonville Jaguars here, the pick I have for them is Drew Locke. And I was going to say Kyler Murray, but as they proved with Blake Bortles, they don't want the shorter quarterbacks. it's Tom Coughlin in the front office still, right? And so I don't see it. I don't see Tom Coughlin drafting of closer to 5'9 than 5'11 quarterback in Kyler Murray, even though it's probably the right pick. I think it's Locke.
What about Dwayne Haskins?
I think Locke is the first quarterback off the board. And I think you're going to see that after the combine.
Hope you're right.
After you see kind of the arm strengths and all the drills go through and then the pro day and everything going on, I think you're going to see Locke be the first quarterback off the board.
Okay. I like it. I can roll with it. All right. So, number 8, Detroit. That'd be me here. And so, I was torn. I think they're definitely going D-line here. I think they're definitely going to focus on their pass rush. I was torn between about 3 guys. But the one I'm going with is my guy out of Michigan. I'm going Rashawn Gary.
I figured that would be the pick you would say. There's perfect fit, really, for Matt Patricia.
Yeah, exactly. And there's so much versatility where you can play Rashawn Gary on so many different places on the line. And I really personally think he was misused in his time in Michigan. And that's why, you know, he was still great, don't get me wrong, but he wasn't as effective as I thought he could have been. And so I'm really excited to get him to the right place, get him with a defensive-minded guy like Matt Patricia, and I'm really excited to see what he'll do and really help bolster that pass rush, especially since it looks like they'll be losing Ziggy Ansah to free agency.
Yeah, I like Rashawn Gary a lot because he is very, very versatile. So I think that's – you stick him inside. I don't know if he's a true, like, edge rusher, but I think he's – I think you could put him out there, and he does fine. You could put him inside, and I just love that. I love that he's super versatile, so I like that.
You know
what?
He's not an edge rusher, but he's a good edge. He sets the edge very well against the run, and he'll disrupt a lot of plays from there. Mm-hmm. He'll stop the option game. He's fast enough to track down the quarterback and strong enough to bring him down. And his real pass rush expertise that I've noticed so far, his specialty is kind of from the interior, like that 3-tech. And so I think in the 3-4-4-3 defense that Matt Patricia runs, where he kind of mixes the two up, I think Gary's the right pick for sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, so we're going back to Jason, correct, for Buffalo?
Yeah, Jason's going to take this one since your team and then one of my teams are coming up in the next few picks, so Jason's going to handle Buffalo.
Handle him.
Oh, my God. Can I take a quarterback?
No.
Okay, so Buffalo is going offensive tackle Greg Little here.
Yep, that's exactly
and
what
I would have gone. I would have gone Andre Dillard, but I think Greg Little offers the most as an offensive tackle in this draft. I would say even over Jonah Williams. I think he has more potential. Where you have Jonah Williams, where he's the safer pick, and you have Dillard, who's kind of the Senior Bowl sweetheart that everybody loves. And I think it's Greg Little here just because he's that former 5-star recruit that really offers a lot of talent at the spot. And if you hit this pick, he's your home run pick. Like, he's your franchise left tackle. You never have to touch the position for another 12, 13 years. And I think Greg Little is that guy. He's probably the most athletic offensive tackle in this draft. And I think he could really bolster that line and give the Bills a chance to put Brian Dawkins back at right tackle. Did I say Brian Dawkins? That's his name, right?
Is it?
Brian Dawkins?
Isn't that, that's the old safety from the Eagles.
That's the safety from the Eagles.
What's the left tackle's name at the never mind. But the left tackle for the Bills, get him a chance to move over to right tackle and put Greg Little there. I know whoever that left tackle is.
Deion Dawkins.
I know he's better. Deion Dawkins, my fault. So Deion Dawkins, I know he's better suited for right tackle. And so I think if you get Greg Little, put him at left tackle and move Deion Dawkins over, your line is just already 3 times better.
Yeah.
Alright.
Alright, so I'm on the clock for my team, Denver Broncos. So the way this works out, Drew Locke's off the board. I think at that point, if that happens, John Elway, ex-Nays quarterback for this draft. So I see us taking Byron Murphy here.
That's who I was thinking.
Cornerback from Washington. It's apparent that when Chris Harris is not on the field, that secondary needs help. Bradley Roby needs to get. I don't think he's going to be on the team at the end of the year. But if we do sign him, put him back in his rightful position in the slot.
I thought you were going to say
bench. No, he was great in the slot.
Yeah,
he just like. It's just like right when he had the role of cornerback two, he just got burnt so many times. So I think if we do keep him, put him back in the slot. If we don't, doesn't really matter. But we take Byron Murphy here. I think even though that his size is a little questionable, I love Byron Murphy's play. I think he's a very physical corner. And just the perfect fit for to pair with Chris Harris.
You know what? I was even going to mention this earlier. Byron Murphy is better than Greedy Williams. He's the best corner in this draft. And I think once you see him run at the combine and at his pro day, I think you're going to see him the first corner taken off the board. I think Greedy Williams falls pretty far.
Yeah, you may be right on that. And that was the risk I took when going with Greedy, but. I still got a feeling Tampa might.
I think the team will love the size of Greedy.
Well, that's why I like him.
Daniel, moving on to I'm on the clock again, staying on the clock. It pains me to do this because no offense to Cincinnati fans out there, but I hate giving good players to you who I love.
Is it Kyler?
No, I think they take Devin White right here. Yep. The fact that you guys know how I feel about Devin White. He should be a top three pick, but I think they take Devin White here. I think their linebacking core, I mean, their defense in general just struggled real bad. But they could not – that linebacking core is terrible. Vontaze Burfict, I don't really care for at all. I don't think really anybody does. But I think they take Devin White here. In my opinion, in linebackers, his awareness is through the roof. His speed is through the roof. Watching a lot of his tape at LSU, he was pretty much any time a player got tackled, he was somewhere in that mix. Like, if you go back and watch his stuff, there's rarely a tackled player and Devin White's not in the vicinity. So I think his speed, his awareness makes him the easy choice here at linebacker, and he's the first true like linebacker to be taken here. Obviously, we took Josh Allen, but I'm super high on Devin White. So, but yeah, I think since he goes here.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the obvious pick for him, and I think that's where they'll go if he's available at that point.
You know what? I was going to try to talk myself. I was about to try to talk y'all into putting me at Cincinnati's spot. I was going to like, here, change up the order real quick. It makes more sense, but I couldn't find a way for it to make sense. And so I was going to give Cincinnati a quarterback. I really was.
I thought about it, but I don't know. That Devin White drops too far if he drops anywhere past 11, to be honest.
Did Cincinnati get a new coach?
Well, they fired Marvin Lewis.
Did they hire
their
coach yet?
Are they the ones that are taking that Zach Taylor?
No, I think they're
Zach
still
Taylor?
In the hunt.
I mean, Cincinnati's got to get their stuff together. They probably already hired one. Look it up.
All right, Green Bay.
Aren't they the ones that are rumored to take Zach Taylor, the old quarterback's coach from Sean McVay's tree?
Oh.
I think so. But, I think that's why they don't have a coach yet, because they're waiting. But Green Bay, you're on the clock.
Yeah, they're still talking about it because obviously Zach Taylor's got the Super Bowl. But, yeah, Green Bay coming up. This is a tough one because there's so many – obviously, I think we're going edge rusher here, no doubt. There's just so many options I like. There's Cleveland Farrell from Clemson, who
he's
I really like.
He's still on the board?
Yeah, he's still on the board. And
Jesus.
That's what's really making me concerned is he's still there. And then there's also my boy Brian Burns, who I think is going to be a stud. But I got to go with Ja'Kai Polite out of Florida. I really like what I've seen with him. From everything I've read and seen, the Packers are really high on him. So I think they're going with him, and I think they expect him to turn into an elite pass rusher.
I love that pick.
Yep, I do too.
I love that pick.
All right, Jason, Miami?
Miami. Miami's on the clock.
All right. I know. Miami is going with Kyler Murray.
Ooh.
Kyler Murray taken before Dwayne Haskins. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, Dwayne Haskins has fallen in this mock, and that's weird for as much as Jason loved Dwayne Haskins.
Oh, yeah, I still do. He's a great quarterback. He's going to fall all the way to 28.
Nah, get out of here. I see where I'm going to put him. I'm pretty sure I have that pick. But yeah, you guys know I love Kyler. You pair him with Kenny Stills. Oh, so good. Love it.
Devontae Parker might finally have a good quarterback.
Right.
Get a good season going.
Atlanta is on the clock.
Atlanta, so... My original pick for them was Rashawn Gary. I think they're going to go defense, but obviously I took him with Detroit. And so I was looking at Jeffrey Simmons, but with this guy still on the board, I'm going Clelin Ferrell here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, if he falls any further.
Yeah, I think that's just the obvious choice. If he's still available, they'd be crazy not to scoop him up.
I just love this draft.
I almost stuck him in Miami.
Yeah. Miami would make a fit, but I think Miami needs to move on from their quarterback. So that brings up Washington Redskins, and Daniel, that's your pick.
We're going to go, I'm just going to be quick here. They go Dwayne Haskins here. A lot of people haven't taken Daniel Jones, but if Dwayne Haskins falls this far, it's the choice. Here, Alex Smith is done for 2019 already and probably done for his career. And they got to get that position filled. I know, Jason's high on Josh Johnson over there, but I think
he's like 33 years old.
Yeah, exactly. So I think Dwayne Haskins is the answer here. Put him in, and then they can answer some of their other needs, which is receiver in round two. But
is Josh Johnson still going to play in the AAF this year?
Yeah, from what he said.
Okay, I thought so. All right, so Haskins to Washington. Yeah, if he falls that far, I think Washington's going to be really happy with that pick. Jason, you got the
Carolina.
Panthers?
Okay. They took DJ Moore last year. Yeah, they have Devin Funchess there already. But I think they go wide receiver again this year because you saw a lot of improvement when Cam Newton got his route runner. He has a route runner in the backfield. He has a route runner in the slot now with DJ Moore. I think the Panthers go wide receiver here, and I think they throw people on a little bit of a loop. I think they go Marquise Brown. I think they take advantage of Cam Newton's arm and the spread offense that Carolina's kind of utilized over this last season with North Turner, this mix of a vertical kind of power zone read. And I think this is a perfect fit for them. Because you've got Devin Funchess, who kind of makes the tough catches over the middle. You've got DJ Moore, who's your like speedster out of the slot. And you got Marquise Brown over on the other side, who can kind of be your deep threat and just take the top off the defense. I think that takes this offense to another level, especially if Greg Olsen finally, you know, gets a little healthy. I know he's had a kind of a rough couple of years, but if you get Marquise Brown installed into this offense, it can be dangerous.
Yeah, that'd be intriguing. That's pretty funny because I was contemplating Marquise Brown to Cleveland with the next pick here. I was really wondering, but with the obviously they got Juice Landry who will be fill up their
slot.
That'd
be crazy.
So I think even though a lot of people have them going defense, you know, get another cornerback out there with Denzel Ward, I actually have them going offense, and I like DK Metcalf here. Get you a big wide receiver that can go out, get you the jump ball, help Baker Mayfield out a little more than just having his slot corner with Jarvis Landry and David Njoku at tight end. Get him another wide receiver, and then obviously you got Nick Chubb running the ball. That offense can become pretty lethal pretty quick. So I'm going to go DK Metcalf.
I like it. Minnesota, This pick makes way too much sense for them. I think they take Dalton Risner out of Kansas State. They obviously need the offensive line help. So I think this is, I think in every mock draft I've done and every mock draft like everybody else has done, I think this is like the most unanimous pick. Like some people have them going Jerome Taylor, but I'm actually – yeah, Cody Ford too, but
yeah, to me, Dalton Risner.
He'll go in the first round, I think. Which that will be later if I get that pick. But actually, you take the pick where I think he's going to go. But yep, I think Dalton Risner is the answer here. So, Jason, you're on the clock.
Tennessee is going with Riley Ridley out of Georgia. I think Riley Ridley is actually the clear number one receiver in this draft. And I had Marquise Brown go to the Panthers because I think it's more of a fit there. But I could definitely see Riley Ridley being the first one off the board. I think he's the best route runner in this class. I think he's probably has the most potential to be the elite, like the guy of the class. The guy who just comes out and is a superstar from day one. You saw him really underutilized at Georgia, which is interesting to me because everybody claims that Georgia has that quarterback in Fromm. And everybody claims that, you know,
right,
they can throw whenever they want. But you really saw Riley Ridley's target share really low. And for him to have the production he had on his limited targets is insane to me. I think he's a 1,000-yard receiver in his first year.
All right, a few thoughts here. First off, I love the pick because Riley Ridley, no offense to my boy Hollywood, but Riley Ridley is my favorite receiver in this draft. And I don't know if you guys would remember me sending this to you guys during the national championship last year, but I told you during the national championship and during the SEC championship as well that I was higher on Riley Ridley than Calvin Ridley, and I love Calvin Ridley. I think Riley Ridley's the better receiver out of the two. And so I love that pick. I would also love to see what Ridley would do with Cleveland, even though I had them take Metcalf. So I think that's a really good pick there.
That's what I was about to say to you, too, is I was like, I'm surprised you didn't take Ridley for Baker
Yeah,
Mayfield.
I thought about it, and I can totally see it. But I there's something with DK Metcalf that I just love. But also, to defend my boy Jake Fromm here, Georgia is running back university. They are a power run team. They're just going to hand it off and – you know, DeAndre Swift, Elijah Holyfield, these guys are just going to run right through you. And that's why, you know, Riley Ridley doesn't get the targets he should, and Jake Fromm probably doesn't get to throw as much as he should. But when you – every year you have at least two guys that are just a guaranteed 1,000 yards on the ground, it's hard to be passing a lot because they're just that good at the run game. So moving on here with Pittsburgh at number 20. God, I hate this team, and I hate that I'm about to make this pick because I love this guy. And I know there's some questions with him, and you know, I think we had talked yesterday about we could definitely see him falling, but I'm going Montez Sweat.
Oh, I thought you were
going to
say Devin Bush.
No, my stomach and my heart can't take Devin Bush going to Pittsburgh. Montez Sweat, you know, if he falls this far, I could see Pittsburgh quickly pulling the trigger on him because that dude's just a different kind of monster.
That's interesting because Pittsburgh already has some good pass rushers in Dupree and TJ Watt. That's interesting.
They do, but, you know, it's kind of one of those, it's like, if this dude's still available, let's take him and fit him in somewhere.
I see it. I'm not a huge Sweat fan, but I see it.
Not a huge fan of sweating.
Yeah.
Seattle Seahawks are on the clock, and I think you guys will, you may enjoy this pick. So, Earl Thomas is gone. I just don't see Seattle keeping him after his antic, after getting injured, which was hilarious. I think they take Jonathan Abram from Mississippi State right here. I'm giving a lot of thought to this pick, but they're going to need someone to replace him. And I think Jonathan Abram is the most like Earl Thomas to me. Jonathan Abram could tackle a little bit better, in my opinion. He goes for a lot of arm tackles. He doesn't really wrap up too well, but every other trait I see in him is very, very good for this for this defense. So I think they take Jonathan Abram to replace Earl Thomas here.
I love Jonathan Abram, and I think that'd be a great pick. However, the one reason I don't see him going that early is I feel like there's a lot of injury concerns surrounding Jonathan Abram. I mean, that dude shows up and he will lay someone out, and that's what I love about him. But the dude, he also seems to be hurt a lot, and I think that's going to be a concern for a lot of teams. I'm hoping that that dude falls to the second round and the Chiefs can scoop him up late second round. But, yeah, Jonathan Abram, I think he's a great pick coming off the board.
Baltimore is on the clock, and Jason gets the pick for his boy Lamar Jackson.
All right, another surprise pick here. DeMarcus Lodge to the Baltimore Ravens. I think Lodge is going to go a lot earlier than people think.
Wow, first round for DeMarcus Lodge?
He's a top five receiver. I had no idea he was this good until I started watching A.J. Brown tape, and I saw one route from DeMarcus Lodge. It was like the first or second play of the game, and I was so impressed that I made DeMarcus Lodge the focus of that film session. And he's a top five receiver. He's going to be up there. And I think he does go in the first round.
Can we just talk about how sad it was that Ole Miss was not very good when they have DeMarcus Lodge, A.J. Brown, and DK Metcalf? Granted, I know Metcalf got hurt, but I mean, man, they have stacked receivers.
Yeah, dude. That's a...
And if A.J. Brown goes between now and the 32nd pick, there's three first-round receivers.
And I can easily see that happening, although I think when the actual draft comes around, I don't know if I see DeMarcus Lodge going first round, even though I would give him a first-round grade, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't think A.J. Brown actually goes in the first. I think he falls kind of early in the second.
Yeah, that's fair. All right, I'm up. Houston Texans.
This should be where you take my boy, Caleb.
So I was torn here. I really like Yannick Adjust, but yeah, I'm going to go with Cody Ford since you guys did not take him and left him on the board. Obviously, the number one goal, Houston's got a pretty good defense. They've got some weapons on offense. They could use some receivers, some different receivers since Will Fuller. I was thinking Cleveland Farrell.
Just catching passes.
Yeah, since Will Fuller seems to get hurt every year.
Well, Farrell is the quarterback, didn't you know? He can really sling it.
So from here, you got to go Cody Ford because you got to protect Deshaun Watson. I still don't understand why they traded. Who was it? Dwayne Brown they traded to Seattle? Yeah, yeah. I still don't understand that. So yeah, I think Cody Ford pretty obvious here.
I agree. Picking for the Oakland Raiders here. Jason went Zach Allen. To help that edge rush. This guy has fallen too far, and I think he's gonna go. I think he's gonna go there anyway. I think Oakland takes Ed Oliver here.
Dang it!
They have some pretty good interior rushers already, like young guys. But I think with him still on the board, they easily go Ed Oliver here. What do you think? What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think, you know, I can't believe that he's fallen this far. I think that's absolutely insane. I don't think there's any way he falls this far. But having said that, I was actually hoping he would get by Oakland and Philly, and I could take him with Indy's pick. But yeah, Ed Oliver, I think he's gonna be a freak of nature in the NFL. I think that's a great pick. But I don't see him falling past top.
Yeah, I don't either. If he falls this far, I'll be really surprised. But I think Ed Oliver is the choice here for them, definitely. All right, Philadelphia Eagles are on the clock. Jason, what you got?
Oh, I'm taking Deontay Thompson here.
Hate you.
And I'm taking Deontay Thompson because I feel like Rodney McLeod for Philadelphia is just never healthy, and you can see that when he's hurt, this entire defense is just different. The secondary struggles. There's no real threat to not. I shouldn't say threat. There's no real security blanket at the third level of the defense because Malcolm Jenkins is always playing up. And you saw Malcolm Jenkins kind of forced to play back at some points this year, and he got exposed when he did that. Say what you will about Malcolm Jenkins, but he's not really good in the free safety spot. It's like watching Jalila die back there. It's just death. And so I have the Eagles taking Deontay Thompson here.
Yeah. Solid. Great pick. I wish he fell to Green Bay. All right, that brings me up with Indy. I'm going wide receiver. You got to get Andrew Luck, another weapon out there. You saw his wide receiver core basically do nothing in that playoff game. And so I'm going Hakeem Butler. I like the big size jump ball threat. Give Andrew Luck another big guy to throw to, like his tight end Ebron, get you another red zone threat. And like I said, jump ball guy that'll go out there and get it. I know Daniel likes Hakeem Butler after the way he torched Oklahoma. I think this dude's going to be a monster receiver in the NFL. So yeah, Hakeem Butler to Indy. That's my pick. Daniel, you got Oakland.
Oakland. Like I said, I don't like taking this type of running back this in a first round, but I think it's for Oakland. I think this is the way they go. At 27, they take Josh Jacobs from Alabama to get that run game back. I know they're gonna miss Marshawn Lynch, so this is a young, tough running back who I think they could easily take to help out in that backfield that struggled pretty hard last year. So I think they take Josh Jacobs from Alabama here.
Nice pick.
Chargers.
Okay. All right.
For the Chargers. For the Chargers, I'm going to make Caleb a little upset here. And the Chargers are going Devin Bush out of...
You wish.
Yep. You guessed it. And so the Chargers have already said this offseason, Tom Telesco already said that they're going to put a huge focus on linebacker. And while I do love the linebackers on the Chargers and Kaiser White and Jatavis Brown and Denzel Perriman's probably going to walk, I think they go and get a thumper and they go get Devin Bush to play in the middle. They could get Mack Wilson. They could go get Dexter Lawrence or Christian Wilkins. There's a lot of guys on the board, but I think in the end they go Devin Bush.
I love Devin Bush. He's got a lot of speed at the linebacker position. He moves side to side of the whole field well. I'm really high on him, obviously. That's my Michigan boy. So I think that'd be a good pick. I pray he doesn't go to Pittsburgh or the Chargers. But, yeah, we'll see what happens.
All right, KC's on the clock at 29.
Oof, man. This is tough. Obviously, it's defense. It's got to be defense. There are several picks I want to go with here. A lot of guys I like. A lot of guys that I'm kind of mad fell off the board already, like Jonathan Abram and Deontay Thompson. So I'm going to stick with the secondary, though. There were a lot of guys that popped up that I was really wanting to go, that Amani Arorie from Penn State I really like. But I'm going to go with Trayvon Mullen from Clemson. I really love what I saw with him.
Ooh, nice.
I think he'll be a great number one corner for us and really help us out on the defensive side. And so, yeah, I think Trayvon Mullen would be a good pick for us. And then I'm flipping around, and I got Green Bay up again. Earlier, I took Ja'Kai Polite for them to help that pass rush. So now I think they need to go out and add a safety. There's a few I really like here, but I'm going with the guy I originally considered for the Chiefs, and that's going to be Nasir Adderley.
Good pick. Yeah, that's a good pick for Adderley.
So early.
Oh, I think wow. I think he's a late first round, early second round. But yep, Jason, you got the Rams.
Okay, the Rams are going to take an edge rusher in Brian Burns out of Florida State.
Ah, another guy, I can't believe that fell.
And I know a lot of people are kind of concerned about him because he was on that Florida State team that was such a disaster. That O-line still gives me nightmares when I went and watched a couple games. But we won't talk about that. Just Brian Burns to the Rams. They need a good pass rusher. Fowler is okay in short stints. He makes plays very rarely.
Well, Fowler's going to be gone.
Yeah, I feel like it. And so I think they take Brian Burns here regardless of if they keep Fowler or not. It's a good fit, and they need that pass rusher. They need somebody on the edge who can go and help Aaron Donald out. Aaron Donald can't be taking all the
sacks. I like that pick
sacks
for them. For sure. Yeah,
good pick if he's available.
All right, last pick of this mock draft. I get the New England Patriots. I think this pick, I think this is where this man goes. I think New England takes Daniel Jones here.
No.
Yeah, I think they. I think
you can't think they take him.
He's just hating on New England.
I know. So I.
New England. Here's my thing. New England drafted Jacoby Brissett, Jimmy Garoppolo, and Tom Brady. I can't see them taking Daniel Jones.
I see them taking Daniel Jones.
Especially with Will Greer still on the board.
They know how to make quarterbacks who are, you know, have... And personally, I don't think Daniel Jones is really that good anyway, but they know how to develop system QBs, and I think Daniel Jones, if he's going to amount to anything in the shots NFL, I think he's a system QB. Yeah, that shot's fired. So I think he gets... I think Brady obviously comes back next year. Daniel Jones gets to sit there, develop, and I think that's who New England takes here at the end of the first.
Interesting. Yeah, like I was telling you guys, this was a crazy mock draft. We had a lot of surprise picks, a lot of guys fall that I don't think will actually fall that far, but, you know, it was definitely fun. We got a long time to go before the draft, so I'm sure...
You know what? You say that a lot of people fell that you don't think will fall, but there's a lot of guys that are still on the board that... will go early.
Oh,
Christian Wilkins.
Oh, for sure.
Dexter Lawrence.
For sure.
There's a lot of first round talent on the board still.
Oh yeah, I'm so excited about this draft because of all the talent that's there, and you know, obviously we'll be doing some more mock drafts over the next few months because we got not a lot to do until that draft time hits, except for AAF football. So I'm excited to see what else we come up with. Maybe in the coming weeks, if we get more free time and better connectivity with our internet, then we could get a 2-round mock draft in there. I think that'd be really interesting to see.
Oh, my God.
I think that'd be...
2-hour podcast. Chill.
Oh, we would just move a little faster. But, yeah, I'm excited to see what else we got coming. That's all we got for you guys today. If you haven't already, go ahead and hit that subscribe on us and see what else we're publishing for the upcoming draft, as well as, you know, we'll be covering... March Madness, start of baseball season, the AAF. Yep. So we got a lot of good stuff coming out. We're pretty excited for this new year and see what else we come up with. So yeah, hit us, subscribe, you know, give us some feedback. We always are down for that. But thanks for listening.